Hello. For this audio, we will be examining a unique angle on D-Day preparations. As many know, D-Day was a truly impactful conflict, the largest invasion by land, sea, and air. Incorporating many areas of organisation and planning. To understand this further, we will look at how soldiers maintained everyday life in marshalling camps, both before and on D-Day. We will identify the local sites and delve into the numbers of men involved. We will also, crucially, look at the logistics of moving thousands of men and supplies into position. So how did Southampton prepare for war? Where were the marshalling camps? In May 1944, there were an excess of 53,000 men in 25 camps around Southampton who needed shelter, access to water and sanitation, and food. Unusually for camps, heavily wooded areas were chosen so that they were concealed from the air, but it was also important to choose places with good road networks around them. The camps varied in the amount of personnel they could contain, ranging from 1,250 men, such as at Broadlands, Camp 15, to 11,000 men at the Hiltingbury-Cranbury Park. This park also contained the 85th Chemical Warfare Company Royal Engineers, who supported the Canadians on Juno Beach during the landings. From August 1941 to May 1944, the unit went through training in England and Scotland on special engineering tasks, such as demolitions, gas works, mine laying and clearance, road construction and maintenance, operations crucial to the success of D-Day. Another sizeable base was Southampton Common, which you can find near the University of Southampton. This base contained camps C18, 19, 20 and 21, housing men from a variety of sectors, including the 12th Hospital Train and US Army Detachment, also the 112th 8th Air Force in Transit Depot Group. Other units from the US were positioned at Hursley near Winchester, Royal Victoria Hospital Netley and Botley Fairthorn. These all contained US hospitals. At the base Roche Court, which some may now know as Boundary Oak School, Camp A16 was positioned. This contained 2,500 troops, mostly from the Stormont, Dundas and Glengarry Highlanders, who also were at Rooksbury. Many of these bases were also sites of training, as at Warsash, where the 1st and 4th Special Service Commando Brigades from the British Army and Royal Marines prepared for their landings on Sword and Juno Beach. Units at Hursley practiced landing on Hayling Island, and HMS Cricket Camp in the Hamble Valley Country Park was a naval base where they trained landing craft crews, meaning units wouldn't just need space to house and feed a sudden influx of troops, but also required the land for them to be instructed and trained. Mock landings would also require supportive equipment, meaning various automobiles were also stored across camps, ready for the Normandy invasion. The Southampton Common housed 1,000 vehicles and the Cranbury Park around 2,000. With other camps dotted around Southampton, such as Bushfields and Chilworth Common, being home to vehicle numbers in the hundreds. The full list of camps and units researched by volunteer Maggie Fogg can be accessed on our website.